It's 8:51 and 41 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's another fine start to the day here, but we do have some changes coming up. It still doesn't look all that pretty as we move out in time. We have this morning mostly fair skies, temperatures in the upper 30s, not bad for this time of the year. There's even some lower 40s out there in the lower Midwest. But just off to the north, there's a new round of cooling that's headed southward and setting off some snowfall across parts of the northern plains in the upper Midwest. And this cool air mass is going to work its way southward as we move out through the weekend, and we'll know it before too much longer. The winds will probably kick up when the cool air starts to come into the region, and it'll drop those temperatures fairly quickly. We'll also have a good chance for some rain and snow mix across parts of the Midwest as the cold air arrives. This precipitation will start off in Missouri and work its way east and northeastward through the Ohio River Basin area and on into parts of the eastern Great Lakes region as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. We're not expecting a large volume of moisture to come with this, but it's going to just be a little bit on the nasty side because we've been accustomed to the warmer bias here in the last few days. And this is just going to be a little bit more uncomfortable type weather. We're not expecting the snow to accumulate very well this time around, but it will turn cool enough that freezes will occur throughout the region and also down across parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area as well as the southeastern corner of the country. Not expecting the temperatures to be cold enough to cause permanent crop damage to the wheat crop, but there will be some burning of vegetative development, and the crop will be shocked for a little while. But it should recover relatively well as long as we can get back onto some normal weather down the road. And the weather pattern right now is certainly not headed to be too normal for very many places. The Delta picked up on more rain last night after all that excessive flooding that occurred just a week or so ago. In fact, some of the flood water is still lingering in that area. Another 1 inch of rain fell in the lower parts of the Delta last night, and that system will move off to the east, but it'll be followed by another event tonight into Saturday that will produce more precipitation across that very same region. The bottom line is that there's not going to be any chance that there's going to be significant planting in those areas for quite some time. There's yet another storm system that's slated for that region and our area as we get into the second half of next week. That storm system will probably produce some 1 to 2 and local 3 inch amounts of moisture, may even be some snow on the backside of the storm. For most of us in the lower Ohio Basin area in the southern Great Lakes region, we're probably going to see the majority of the precipitation with that beginning sometime late on Wednesday of next week and going on into Friday or even Saturday in that following weekend. So quite a bit of moisture still coming up and a good chance we're going to run into some delays in farming activity. There's also adverse weather in other areas of the world right now, which is kind of interesting. Southern China is also going to have delays in planting of corn and rice because it's too wet there. And India just keeps getting beat up by severe thunderstorms in the north. But the latest news story out of India suggests that maybe as much as 14% of their wheat crop has been lost this year because of the droughty weather that occurred during a big part of their winter season. And there's a lot of other crops that are negatively impacted as well, ranging from pulses up to the rapeseed and mustard crop. So a lot of India will see a smaller crop of winter grains and oilseeds this year. Back here at home, just real quickly on our temperatures, it looks like we will be cooling down to the point where afternoon highs are going to be lowered to the 30s and 40s as we get into the heart of the weekend. Most of the lower Midwest will be in the 40s, but our low temperatures at night will slip back into the 20s. There will be a lot of teens up to the north. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us on this Friday morning.